USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Score Bet, where betting on game day is made easier with all the promos and player props you need in a seamless and easy-to-use experience. Whether it's home runs, three-pointers, or shots on goal, there's no better place to own the moment. Right now, new players can get their first bet insured up to $1,000 in bonus bets. More action, more rewards, more for you. The Score Bet. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is Sunday, April 19th, after night two of WrestleMania. If you are just listening on the podcast feed, this is another WrestleMania episode. You may be interested in it, or you may not, or you may say, did you recap night one? As a matter of fact, we did. You can find that on the feed and on the YouTube channel. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, talking WrestleMania night two, and I guess the event as a whole. First things first, great match between Roman and Punk. Was not sure who was going to win. Like the story that they told, where Punk just, you know, Roman called him old, and that was stupid in the build, but Punk's age and stamina, it did catch up to him. He couldn't make the jump. He couldn't reach him. He was bleeding. He had to try to cheat. Yeah, a couple different ways to try to win that. I thought that was clever with the tape, but I thought that told a good story. And that was a 33-minute match, by far the longest match of the night and by far the longest match of WrestleMania. Al says worst WrestleMania since 27. I think this WrestleMania is not going to be remembered for the things that the WWE might want it to be remembered for. They want it to be remembered for Oba dethroning Brock. They want it to be remembered for Roman and Punk and a classic. But overall, if you look at this Mania, this was a Mania that got ESPNified, that they had to have that first hour on their channels. So it ended at 8:30 my time, 9:30 Ryan Horvat's time, who joins us once again. I'll say this, Horvat. I keep saying that I'm enjoying this product because I'm watching it through the eyes of a six-year-old. And in that regard, like, he's going to bed right now, and he was able to watch all of WrestleMania. So I can't complain about that. Night two, much better than night one.
Yeah, night two was a lot better, right? And I mean, that's a good point, right? If you're watching it and you have, I mean, I watched it with my son, and right, like, he's got school in the morning, so now he gets to bed. I understand where the diehard wrestling fans, you know, get angry about the product. But, you know, I guess it, you know, if you're not watching it and taking it too seriously, you know, you're probably not all pissed off about the storylines or it ending early. Still, though, again tonight, man, like, it's not just like one commercial, one ad after every single match. It's like 3.5 to 5 minutes.
They do their ads, and then the thing comes up, Matt, from a national radio show to a WrestleMania 42 recap live stream in the basement. At least he's well lit. Yeah, thank you, Matt. I still use the same thing. But yeah, it's, you have your ads, and you have another 4-minute ads. I saw someone complain that Michael Cole was almost too much like broadcasting to people who weren't familiar with the product. That's kind of like what Gus Johnson did when he was calling soccer on Fox. They're so like, we need to get people that don't like this to like it rather than get the people that like it to like it, because they don't care about you. They're taking advantage of you. And this was part of my, if I may make everything about this, this was part of my sign off, is that your diehards, they don't care about you. They're trying to get other people. And that's what's happening with this product. There's plenty of good in it. There's plenty of like, okay, if you're a wrestling fan, there's stuff we'll talk about that, and we can be happy about it. But I think this Mania gets remembered for just the overabundance of commercials, how short the matches were. And there were really only two matches on the card that I felt, I guess Brock and Oba starting, I mean, that set the tone for a much different night. And yeah, tonight obviously was better, but yeah, it didn't, it still, you can't feel like Mania when you have when you have 20 minutes between matches and it's all like commercials. It's not even like Drew McIntyre was on this event more promoting Chumba Casino than he was having his own match against Jacob Fatu.
Again, yeah, I'd rather they just did the old WrestleMania bits where they brought out the legends, the Stone Colds, the Undertakers. You could like
Danhausen, Miz, and Kit Wilson.
Like I talked about last night, man. I mean, shit, even when they bring out tables now, they have Slim Jim logos on there. So I would rather see stuff like that. It's supposed to be this big spectacle. It doesn't feel very big. That's why I miss when it was, you know, a pay-per-view. And the commercials really do kill it. Also, if the matches are going to be so short, again, tonight, 8 to 10, 12 minutes, you know, and then you get your main event, obviously, why not just have it one night? Just one day.
Well, right? They'll never go back now. Like, leagues will never shorten their seasons. They're never going back now.
Like, the matches were good. And, you know, sometimes I do think when I watch AEW, sometimes some of the matches could be a little bit long. They're kicking out of like 15 different finishers, but I don't know. Overall, the card was good. Like you said, kicking off with Oba going over Brock, Brock retiring. We'll see if that's really how it goes down. You know, maybe they have the whole angle now with Gunther and Paul Heyman, you know, with the whole Seth Rollins thing. So maybe there's some sort of call out and Brock has his last match in Minnesota and SummerSlam. But I thought having Oba go over was huge. Now, I mean, he's going to have to win a title here soon because the guy can't lose for a long, long time.
I wanted to see, so
Brock Lesnar pretty much.
I wanted to see him come out at the end and challenge Roman. I wanted to see, I thought we had all these ideas about what was going to happen.
Didn't happen.
And I thought they're just going to do a straight old fucking match.
They did.
And they did it. Okay, two other things. I do have the Sabres game on my phone. They're down 1-0. Not great. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking shit all night about my brimmed hat. So I brought a different hat.
But it's still flat brim.
How about this one?
Still flat.
How about this one?
Flat. And where'd you get that? Looks like the cups that you get like, when you know the restaurant's gonna be great.
All right, then I guess I'm sticking with this one in honor of next year's WrestleMania 43.
All right, I love it. I love it. Look forward, man. I you weren't gonna have anybody challenge Roman tonight, but I don't hate the idea. But yeah, that would be my complaint. I thought overall it was a really good show. The matches were good, but I just thought that they should have been a little bit longer. Like we talked about last night, the commercials really kill it. But the Oba match was great. The Intercontinental match was great. That one probably didn't need to be any longer or somebody might have legitimately died. The Women's Championship match probably could have been a little bit longer, but that was actually a really good match. I even said to my kid, because he's all into the internet stuff, you know, and I was like, doesn't everybody say Jade can't wrestle? I don't know. This is a pretty good match right here. Dom and Finn, I thought could have been 10, 15 minutes longer, to be honest with you, though. That's like a blood feud. I know they're probably going to carry that over. I like that Finn finally won a match or the Demon finally won a match. But yeah, I like that one. I thought that one should have been a little bit longer, though. That would be my only complaint about that one. What'd you think?
Well, I'll go through the card here with the times for night two.
Oh, you got all the times?
Yeah, Oba beating Brock. Now, the first hour, so it's a double-edged sword. Like, the first hour was good, but they are on ESPN still trying to sell ESPN Unlimited. They're still trying to sell it leading up to that. So if you didn't watch last night, and then and they made a big deal about being on ESPN. Cena said it, Cole said it. The crowd booed when they said we're on ESPN. I think they made such a big deal out of it. You know, like when this is what I was thinking, you try to have relations with a female for years, and she's not feeling the same way. And then the magical night finally happens, and she says, "Don't tell anyone." And you tell all your friends, because it's a much bigger deal to you than it is to her. She's kind of like ashamed of it, actually. WWE's been trying to fuck ESPN for 42 goddamn years, and they finally got it in tonight. So they're gonna—they're not gonna stop breaking. Like last night, they're on ESPN2. It's still—I don't know. I mean, they're the same amount of homes,
right?
It's not like this is 1995 and putting Duke UNC on ESPN2 is cable carriers going fucking crazy,
right?
With their alternative fonts. But I thought that was weird. Oba beating Brock. I was worried about that one, that they weren't going to do the right thing. You have to strap a rocket, as people are saying, to Oba. And I do want to see him challenge Reigns sooner rather than later. I think that Brock taking his boots off, I don't think that was planned. I think that was a Brock decision and not a WWE decision. We'll see if there's a storyline out of it. But I think Brock is like, I ended the streak, okay? And if I'm going to retire, I want to do it to someone who's deserving of not just ending me, but ending the guy that ended the streak. And I don't think Brock wants to give it to a technical wrestler to retire him. I think he wants to give it to another big enforcer. Like Gunther and Brock, you match him up in a real fight, you'd say Brock would kill him. There's at least some realism with Oba beating Brock. So because the announced team didn't make a big deal out of it. They kept trying to scramble after the fact. Like, this is a breaking, developing story. I think Brock just fucking pulled. I think he just pulled that out of it. Like, I think that was Brock going into the business for Brock. I know SummerSlam's in the Twin Cities. I know Brock doesn't, you know, shy away from money. But I think he's got way enough money and doesn't really give a shit about, I don't think he cares. I think he went into business for himself tonight. I hope he did.
Yeah, I could see it, man. I mean, because what does he have to lose, right? I mean, he got paid so much money for these 5-6 minute matches. And like, I feel like if he
this one was 4:45.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they did what they needed to do.
And you can talk about wrestling and AEW is more technical, and but there's something to be said for big man spectacle, and no one will ever do that better than the WWE.
I loved this match. I thought this was a really good match. I mean, it really, again, like, what were you going to do if you went longer with these two guys? So I thought it was the perfect length, even, to be honest with you. Pause. But the thing is, if you were going to do Brock against Gunther in his hometown, I think that he would have to go out, like, beating Gunther, right? And it would shock everybody. Because now, I mean, if you have Gunther, I get he's the career killer. But, like, I didn't like the original plan where he was going to fight Rey Mysterio at 51 years old. Who gives a fuck? And what would, you know, and, like, now that Brock has lost in under 5 minutes to Oba, right? Like, it's like, well, he's just old.
I honestly think Gunther beating him
would kind of lose the luster, right? So I felt like they had, if they were going to do Brock Gunther, they had to do it at Mania. I don't want to see that. So, yeah, I could, maybe that is the case, though. He's a Vince guy. Vince ain't around anymore.
The ladder match, 15-10. Penta retains. Great match. A lot of great spots.
JD's crazy.
Javon was great. The spot on Rusev was great. Ray's still doing it at this age. You know, shout out to Dragon Lee. It was a good match. It just, you had Brock and Oba, and then you have a ladder match. I saw someone tweet this too. WWE shows are exponentially better just with the mere presence of a 6-man ladder match. How do you just not have one? And I wish Money in the Bank was still at Mania. I know it's own event too, but you know, maybe you could have a 2-briefcase situation. I don't know. Or just have him cash it. But I thought, yeah, that first hour, even right away with the first match, you're like, okay, this is better than last night. But this helped that too.
My brother texted me, joked, I wish all the luchadors didn't decide to get together and wear the same color.
Yeah, I didn't know at first who was Ray and who was Dragon Lee.
But, you know, I thought it was awesome. I figured Penta was going to go over because he's probably, I would assume, I haven't checked because I don't really care, but I would assume he's selling a shitload of merchandise and he's huge with the kids. He's good. He just won the belt a couple months ago. My only complaint, and it's not even really a complaint, is when Rusev came back, I was excited. He's pretty much a jobber, man. I wanted him to just kind of go in there and wreck some shit and, you know, win some matches. He's been, I don't know.
Entrance wasn't televised. They're airing ads in the actual arena during JD McDonagh coming down the fucking...
Oh, that's another complaint. How the fuck we don't even get all the entrances? It's WrestleMania and we got two dudes, Rusev, they're just in the ring. That's crazy, man, because we're watching ads. Again, this goes back to...
I saw Charles Barkley asking, is cereal a soup, more than I saw entrances in the six-man ladder match.
I get it's not a pay-per-view anymore, but you still have to have the feel of one, right? Like some.
Well, I don't think this is the plan, but what if WWE reaction to all this backlash isn't okay, less commercials? It's okay, you want less commercials? We're going to go back to what we used to do and put these paper. They're going to be $49.99 again on the ESPN app and there'll be no commercials.
Might even be worth this. I don't know.
Because we got this for ESPN. Would you have paid another $50 to watch each night?
Would I? Unfortunately, probably, because it's wrestle. I don't know.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Our HBCUs have a legacy that's straight up golden. And McDonald's is proud to help keep it that way. Since 2021, the Golden Arches has connected with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund to provide $1 million in scholarships for students headed to our HBCUs. That kind of cash helps keep bright minds on the yard, dreams within reach, and the future golden. Learn more about McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Scholarships at mcdblackscholars.com.
I would have. My kid and I have been watching
right.
All of, we're skipping nothing, Raw and SmackDown. It's funny me telling him stuff, and then my wife was in the room for a little bit, and he's like, Mom, Obafemi was champ in NXT. That's like the minor leagues, and now he's really good, and he's been fighting people, and they get better every time, and now this is like his ultimate challenge, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I love when my wife is like, I'm like doing something for work. It's like a serious call, and Nathan will go up to her. He'll be like, Mom, Brock Lesnar just retired. You know, she's like, it's tremendous. He always picks like the worst time, but it's cute. He's really into it. Yeah, it makes it fun, man. And that's why I'm not like, you know, even when the product or the storyline, because like right now, the matches are awesome. The talent's awesome. They just, whoever's writing this shit is terrible. Like the storylines are brutal. I did say now last night looks terrible compared to tonight, not only because the matches were better, but the main event, that's really how you ended, you know, a main event, a championship match where you have Randy Orton just attack Cody and then hold up the title and celebrate even though he lost.
Yeah. So that'll continue. Trick beats Sammy in 8:50. I thought that match should have been another 5 to 10 minutes.
Right? Why wouldn't it be?
Both they got guys in their spots wrestle. Right away. They can go. Sammy could have gotten more heat from the crowd. I like him doing those little heel things to like lean into it. I'm happy with the result, but again, 5 to 10 minutes too short.
Is Sammy a heel now officially? Or is he like teetering?
I think, oh, I compared him to me last night. He doesn't think of himself as a heel, but the world does.
They just hate him.
So he's just going to be like seriously asking questions like, why does everyone hate me? But it's going to sound like he's a victim, like me.
Just crazy that match wouldn't be, that's like the workman's title, that and the Intercontinental. Why would that match not at least be 12 minutes? That would be my complaint there, but I'm glad that Sammy lost.
Finn beat Dom. You talked about that, 12:58.
Need to be 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I actually, I dozed off a little bit at the end of that one.
They should have like had...
Had a long weekend. We ordered Domino's. My kid loves fucking Domino's.
My kid had a run at Domino's too. I was like, man, this is
I could order any pizza. I think what I'm going to have to do is like order the good pizza and then put it in a Domino's box for him to eat it. The Domino's branding is real. I don't know what they're doing in these schools, but it is effective.
Domino's used to be good. When I was in college, like it was Domino's, but it tasted a lot different. Maybe I was just drunk, but right before we would get on like the drunk bus to go home in college, they would always have these $5 box pizzas, and it was like this thin crust Domino's. I would eat two of them. Tremendous shit. Really quick, back to this match, though. JD may have died in the ladder match. He might be dead, but I thought that they should have had...
Cole said that multiple times like he was rooting for it. He's like, JD's dead.
Hey, Cole also said, can we say midget now?
They wanted to be called that.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear him say that? He goes, before anyone gets mad at me, they wanted to be called that.
No, I didn't hear him say that. I said that to me.
But even if like someone's like, Bart, it's okay to use this word, I'm not going to start using the word and be like, no, one guy said it was okay.
Michael Cole on WWE said it's cool. It's cool.
He's like, they wanted me to.
You, sir, are a midget. But I thought they should have had...
Vince is back.
They should have had more fuckery in that match, man. Like, JD comes down and Finn's got to take him out.
Why'd they make it a street fight? When they made it a street fight, I'm like, okay, right away there's going to be involvement. Then there was no involvement. So what was the point of the street fight? What did they need to do so bad that Adam Pearce announced it as a street fight 3 hours before?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I really had high hopes for that one.
Less Fortnite in the Ryerson household. That's good to see.
Yeah, same. I thought that I was a little let down by this match, though.
I'm too poor, did it suck? No, it was good tonight. Overall, yeah, it sucked based on what you think WrestleMania should be, but there's a lot more good to talk about. Rhea and Jade went 10:09, longest women's match. I think, I like Jade. I liked her in AEW. I like her here.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense why all of a sudden Meechan and B-Fab are with her, but I hope that continues.
I didn't even know they were. I was like, what the fuck are they doing down here? And that's their group.
I think my most controversial opinion, IWC related, is I don't see it with Rhea. I don't get it.
What do you mean?
I don't get why people are in love with her, infatuated with her, think she's the best. I don't...
Her looks kind of changed because she's not all like muscular. I saw it because she had a bad back or something. She had to lose some muscle.
Maybe, but I don't care if it's today Rhea or 2 years ago Rhea or NXT Rhea. I'm just not... I don't get it. I don't get... She's always finding her way in the title picture. Io came out. It was good that Io came out, but it would be better if Io had a fucking match.
Yeah, I had like no interest in this
match. Now, Io Sky is someone I do like.
I had no interest in this match.
Buffalo scored.
Okay. I bet the I bet an NBA game today. I took the
Magic.
No, I thought about taking the Magic. Unfortunately, I took the Suns. They were 17.5-point dogs. I was like, this is getting out of hand. They got beat 119-84, so they did not therefore cover the 17.
This is the first time WrestleMania has taken place during the NBA playoffs. Because normally this is a first weekend of April or even last weekend of March thing.
I like Rhea, but I don't know. That match just sucked. Why do you care so much about the fucking Sabres right now?
I'm a Sabres fan.
Since when?
Since 2013, as long as I've known you.
Really?
Yeah, but they've never been in the playoffs, so I've never talked about them.
Ah, my bad.
I just assumed everyone knows I'm a Sabres fan, Ryan. No?
Yeah.
All right, so then the last match was Reigns and Punk, and I thought that was a classic. I'll throw the link out here if anyone wants to join for a little bit. I thought it was a classic. I thought they could tell a great story. I like how they kept being like, normally this is a DQ, but not right now. It's not. I'd like a little more, you know, I'd like a little more realism in my wrestling, I say, after Danhausen brings 15
little guys. Them,
yeah. Little wrestlers. Wait, is it 2-1? I didn't know Boston fucking scored.
My brother texted me. He's like, oh, man, I wish this was the street fight. I'm like, it's WrestleMania, the main event. They're not going to have a DQ to end the show. I do like how they explain that, though. That's how they used to do it back in the day, though. Remember, I would always be like, Stone Cold Rock, how the hell is this not a count out, right? I mean, they've been out fighting in the fucking crowd for 3.5 minutes. This has obviously been longer than 10 seconds. I like how they let them go. I thought the main event was perfect, man. I mean, they were beating the shit out of each other at the end there. They were really hitting hard. CM Punk's a legend. One of the greatest of all time, in my opinion. I'm a big Roman fan. So I honestly thought that the match was perfect. I would have been cool if there was some big swerve, because I like that in wrestling. But in WrestleMania main event, there really shouldn't be a swerve, right? I mean, the Cody Roman finally losing was fun when Undertaker shows up. Would have been a lot cooler if it was Stone Cold. But all the run-ins were cool, because that's how that story had to end, because there was the bloodline and whatnot. But tonight, you know, it's not like these guys are in groups. I thought it was a perfect way to end the show. That's the way that it used to be. No confetti like we talked about last night, like I talked about. But I thought it ended a good story. I thought that there was a chance that they were going to shake hands, but none of that. I thought it was awesome, though. It was a hard-hitting match. And I'm happy Roman won.
Landmark's joining the show, and Hot Take Jake joining the show. I think
a little four box
had him for a second. All right, Landmark, what's up?
How's it going? I hear what you think. A lot of the points that I had, you've already hit. But the one thing I wanted to think on is, you know, with the shorter matches, one of the things I think they might be trying is just, instead of, we've been so trained with the big pay-per-views, especially WrestleMania, every match is you kick out of my 4 finishers, I kick out of your 4 finishers, I kick out of 6 of your signature moves. It seems like there wasn't a lot of that except for the 2 main events, which kind of makes sense.
And in both those main events, they both did each other's moves.
Yep.
Last night and tonight.
It's just a different way of doing the psychology, which honestly,
I didn't even realize Ryan's sweatshirt. When'd you get an OTC shirt?
When I went to one of the shows with the SummerSlam.
All right, go ahead, Landmark. Sorry.
No, I was just saying like that. I think they're just trying a different way of the psychology. So I don't hate it. I think, you know, the other thing that I've been thinking about too is we've been so, going back to WrestleMania 40 with the bloodline and all the run-ins, everybody keeps going back to that as the pinnacle of WrestleManias, and we're trying to continue to compare to that, and it's just not going to happen. So they're trying something different, whether it's good or bad. But I really, going back to these ads though, people are already paying $30 a month for this ESPN thing, and then you have to sit through 5 minutes of ads after every match. There's no way for this card to get the momentum that they want it to get.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's ever going to get better for us. I think we might be thinking of these as like the good old days.
Yeah.
You know, because we're gonna get 5 years from now, and CM Punk's going to be wearing, his trunks are going to be like it's a NASCAR race. He's going to have sponsors all over his fucking legs.
Yeah, like they were talking about how the main event was sponsored by Riyadh Season. I was like, that seems legit.
Yeah. Jake, hello. What'd you think?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hold on 1 second. I forgot.
Flat brim.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can make it flatter.
Fire, okay, here we go. Fire.
Anyways,
where'd you get this fucking thing?
So, yeah. Any
comedy
for you, buddy? Yeah, I thought it was a good second night. Overall, I thought Mania as a whole was very like. Sorry, I know it's distracting, but
we can't be using all of our best bits on the WrestleMania shows.
Yeah, but the brim thing, like, I just felt like it was the right timing, you know.
It is.
This will be at the tailgate. I'll make sure it's.
Oh, look at Attitude Era. What the fuck?
Very good.
Brian says, "I love the new Attitude Era."
Well played.
How the fucking shit?
Attitude.
Hey Bart, didn't they on the fan? Didn't they have a day where everybody would wear like jerseys? Wasn't that a thing?
On 12:50?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing? I thought I remember Rami talking about that, where like people would certain days they would show up and they'd wear a jersey. But I'm thinking,
I don't know. I think if they're gonna put a hiatus on me, I might spin it back around.
Okay. I think the bit should be, if you're on the Winklerverse, you have to have a flat brim on. Like, that should become the new thing.
I like that.
And like, if you see someone out in public with a flat brim, you can kind of like have some sort of signal, like, are you in the verse? And then, like, you know, it'll be like a secret code. I like it.
I like it. Then you're gonna be saying, there's gonna be a lot of people being like, what the fuck is that guy talking to me?
All right. So my thoughts on Mania as a whole. I think it was a good show that people just, their expectations are way too high with this stuff. And I also think there's ways that you can change the entire, like, I don't know, the how it's perceived literally just by switching the card around. If you make Randy and Cody the opening match yesterday, Brock and Oba the closing match last night, and then you close tonight with Roman and Punk, I think the perception of this show is way better. If everything else stays the same, the match quality was good. I was sports entertained, and I just think that like people are just like too, they're in their own heads when it comes to this stuff, with a lot of things in this world, where if I don't get exactly what I want, it's terrible. It sucks. The hyperbole just goes crazy. So I enjoyed the show overall. All time.
I think if you just took out one ad break, and if you took out 20 minutes of ads per night, and just gave every match 4 more minutes. Ads have been coming in. I remember the first Mania, there were like ads, and you're like, this is weird. But there were two separate ad things. There was the ads that WrestleMania was doing, and then the ads watching on the ESPN app. They
doubling up. That's kind of messed up. And I think we have to, just as wrestling fans, we have to deal with the fact that this show is not
into the Winklerverse is brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code BART, 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com.
That was weird. Very nice, though. I like that. Yeah, yeah. No, as I was saying before, that amazing ad.
Sabres,
Franklin, all right. This show is no longer for us, the fans. Like, WrestleMania doesn't belong to wrestling fans anymore, and we just have
my 6-year-old had the best weekend of his life.
Yeah, so like kids, and then just people that aren't going to watch after tonight. So I bet you Backlash is an amazing show, because you'll have like a lot of the same stories and that, and it'll just be a lot more easily digestible.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
If you work in university maintenance, Grainger considers you an MVP, because your playbook ensures your arena is always ready for tip-off, and Grainger is your trusted partner, offering the products you need all in one place, from HVAC and plumbing supplies to lighting and more, and all delivered with plenty of time left on the clock, so your team always gets the win. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, visit Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So where do we think Punk goes from here? Like, now he's an old man. He can't, you know, for a moment, when Roman looked at that belt, I thought he looked disgusted. I thought he was going to look like, I beat Punk, that's what I need to do. But remember, that belt was created because he wasn't losing the other two.
Right.
And he's been shitting on that belt for, I would have loved if he just looked at the belt, threw it back on Punk, and fucking left. And then challenged Cody. He's like, that's my belt. I don't want
Roman Cody again?
No, but I thought Roman almost feuding with that belt would have been interesting. Because it was created because he combined the two, had him for 1,200 days.
I'm still waiting or holding out hope for Punk and Cody. I think that's the program that's going to just destroy everybody. It's going to feed families, as the kids say.
I don't know. Punk looked old.
That's the idea, buddy. That was kind of the story of the match.
Mr. Positive. Brock did a solid. It was time. Mr. Positive, Detroit Radio, National Radio, and TV and podcast. Alberto, thank you for allowing me to say go for your dreams. It has taken off. All right, Greg.
Okay.
Miss you, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm just rambling, but for the record, Brock is not retiring. That's not happening.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that...
You don't like my idea that he went into business for himself?
No, I think what's going to happen is Gunther is going to confront Heyman and be like...
Oh, I had a favor. I'll get Brock.
He's going to kill Heyman, and then it's going to make Brock come back. And
no.
I think... Yeah, Brock beats Gunther at SummerSlam because you have to end this career killer gimmick. It can't go on forever, and there's no one better to end that than Brock Lesnar.
I think he ended it tonight. I think he put over Oba and buried Gunther.
No,
because he's like, I'm not letting Gunther retire me.
Seth Rollins last night,
but I'm not letting Gunther retire me.
Oh,
I don't deem him worthy. Oba, I've deemed worthy. He's retiring me.
Yeah, I still think we're getting the match. I just don't think he's losing to Gunther.
Brock losing to Gunther.
No, but if that is Brock's last match, it's fine if he wins his last match. Like, it's Brock Lesnar. He could, I mean, everybody knows he could kill anyone he comes across.
And we have some sort of, I like my theory enough to have a friendly wager.
So you think he's really done?
No, I think he's fighting.
I think we'll see him like in Saudi again.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know. He took his boots off, dude, and he threw up the X, man.
Well, and I just think that's where they're gonna storyline it. Where, hey, it's the favor to me is that I get to retire your beast, and then it just basically becomes an exhibition. Where instead of it being like Brock is putting his career on the line, it's essentially an exhibition.
Yeah, I don't think Brock ever really retires, because as long as the money is there and he can still do it, he's going to show up.
But like, this was possibly Brock's way of like, this is my retirement. And they said this with the AJ Styles stuff and everything else. Everybody gets one, or everybody gets two, or however many they want after they retire.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see AJ Styles again. We'll see Brock Lesnar again. Like, there is no retiring in wrestling.
John Cena claims to retire. John Cena, who last year at this time was beating Cody and turning heel, and 1 year later, he's in the ring with Kit Wilson, Miz, Danhausen, and 12 little Danhausens.
Yeah, that was probably the low point of the weekend.
You know how like sometimes TV shows will show you something and you'll be like 24 hours late or earlier. I hate that trope. I hate that trope so much. But if you were to like see Cena and just see one clip of where he would be in a year and be like, how the fuck did we get there, man? How the fuck did we get there?
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of people though saying that this was a terrible Mania. I don't think, how can you say that there was not a bad match in the entire weekend? Like the worst match was probably Randy and Cody.
I would say this was a below average WrestleMania experience that the wrestlers had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
But I also think that's kind of loaded, where if you're saying experience, that varies by person. If you like watching a good wrestling show, like it was that. I was sports entertained. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I was sports entertained too when I was watching sports entertainment.
Sure.
I mean, we were going from final bell to first bell. We're going 25 minutes in between.
Yeah.
And that I think is going to be the lasting mark of this Mania. Or this is going to be one of those things where we're not going to remember that. Because it's almost like how many Super Bowls have we been like the night of? there's too many fucking commercials. Or I didn't like the halftime show. But then if you look back at Patriots Seahawks in 10 years from now, no one's going to be talking. Well, no, that's the most forgettable Super Bowl of all time, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, but no, like we're things. Not, we're in the moment now bitching about commercials. But if we look back in even 5 years, we're going to be like, oh yeah, that was when Oba retired Brock. And that was when Punk, you know, lost to Roman. We're not all this shit we're bitching about now. We're not going to remember.
I think maybe like I could take a positive. Two,
that's a game one winner, baby.
What?
Sabres scored four goals since I started this. Oh,
that's Canadian soccer. Who cares? Look, I think maybe this would be like, I'll be positive. This could be the thing where they're like, all right, maybe we've gone too far with this ad stuff. And like if you remember the Becky Lynch WrestleMania, that main event was awful because the crowd weren't reacting to anything because they were there for 12 hours. So that's what made like the change of, okay, this is too much. That killed our main event. So maybe this is the Mania that's like, let's, you know, maybe hold back on the ads. I do love your take, by the way, that wrestling needs to be, like, instead of growing the game, we need to, like, be shrinking it. I like that.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to grow the Winklerverse. I'm just trying to make it more pleasurable for the people that are in it.
More Winklery.
Yeah.
More Brims.
You're doing a pretty good job.
More ads would probably be cool.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
You might want to grow those.
I'll put the word out. All right, I got to go. I'll see you guys later. Love you.
All right, see ya. Anything else from you, Landmark?
No, I'll let you all get back to the debauchery, but thanks for hosting this, and take care and enjoy the brims. I brought my show and tells for the day. I usually bend my brims. That's what I learned as I was looking through my hats.
Oh, is that the Bucks one?
Yeah, I got a Bucks one. I got an Ian Bennett one. I got the Brewers one. These were the ones that were the least bent.
When is this? Do we know more about this wave yet?
So basically, it's going to be home and home. So if the wave... Or if the San Diego Sockers win tonight, the Wave will play at home on Wednesday and then play in San Diego next weekend. If St. Louis wins, the Wave will play St. Louis at some point this week and then play at home on Sunday. If they play at home in game two, they also get the mini game, which is the conclusion of the three-game series, because basically you have to win two of three, and their last two series they were down 0-1 and won the second game and the mini game. So that's kind of what I would be hoping for, that St. Louis would win. But we know that the San Diego Sockers are the Los Angeles Dodgers of the MASL. So I don't exactly have high hopes. I have not checked the score currently, so I don't know what that game is looking like right now.
All right. Well, I'll maybe see you there.
Yep. Tim, edit that in post.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah. Drop the score in there, Tim. Thanks, Landmark.
Thanks, y'all.
Parting thoughts from you. I've got nothing else.
Overall, you know, like you guys said, I was entertained. It was an enjoyable weekend. I get to go to bed before, especially on the East Coast, you know, don't really want to stay up until midnight watching wrestling.
Yeah, I don't like that the main event starts so early, but also my kid got to see it.
Yeah, about to go to bed before, like I said, midnight. It was an enjoyable main event. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here. I hope they don't shit the bed with the Raw after Mania, because last year I thought that
those have been bad for a while though.
Yeah, like what big surprise could they even come up with tomorrow though, right? Like who could return? I don't even know any of these NXT guys.
Like the ones that are down there now.
Yeah, like they always have, you know, like big debuts.
Well, like Jake's saying, like Trick just came up, Javon just came up, Oba. So like those guys came up. Now they have Ethan Page and Ricky Saints.
Yeah, I don't care about those guys though.
So those guys could come up.
They don't do it for me.
So yeah, who opens Raw tomorrow? Roman?
Roman's got to.
And then what's like the big angle? Cody, I saw Cody looks like he can't see.
Yeah. Cody's eye is all jacked up.
Yeah.
So who knows? We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow. Raw after Mania post game show?
Shit, got nothing else to do, maybe.
No, probably not.
If I'm still awake, it ends at 11 p.m. here.
probably not. Oh, it's 4-3. Hold on.
Uh-oh. I thought you said it was over. Game one winner. Is that not what he said?
No, I was up. It was 4-2 with 30 seconds, I assumed.
I do believe in Joe Henry. Big Joe Henry guy.
Oh, yeah, he's there. He could come up.
Isn't he the champ, though, or did he lose it?
He just lost to...
D'Angelo. The fucking singer?
Tony D'Angelo, maybe?
Oh.
Some fucking guy I don't know.
You know what? He'll probably come up then tomorrow. That would make sense.
I might turn this into a Sabres postgame show. I'm pretty fucking jacked about that.
I gotta go then. I'll see you, man.
All right. And I'll see you all. No Sabres. We'll talk Sabres tomorrow with Carlos Ortiz on the National Perspective Show. Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you, your parent, or spouse served in the military, you could join our family. Our members saved an average of $70 a month on auto insurance when they switched. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/join today to check your eligibility. Restrictions apply.